With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. The Federal Reserve looks ahead to 2019.
The Fed has been raising rates for about 3 years now, and we've reached a point where in the last few months, things have become very chaotic. You know, their markets are plunging. There are questions about global economic growth. And the Fed has reached a point where a lot of people are questioning if they're going to continue on this path.
Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Louise Ensign has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. Both major benchmarks for oil prices are now down more than 35% from roughly four-year highs reached at the beginning of October. Light sweet crude for January delivery fell more than 7% to $46.24 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange on Tuesday. And Brent, the global benchmark, closed down 5.6% on concerns over global growth and the impact of production cuts. FedEx has announced a voluntary buyout program to help cut costs, citing struggles in its express delivery business. FedEx says the majority of the offers will go to employees at the FedEx Express unit and FedEx Services. The company also says the program should result in a $450 million to $575 million pre-tax charge for the quarter ending May 31st, depending on how many employees accept the buyout offers. Apple is struggling in India, the world's biggest untapped tech market. Research firm Canalys says iPhone shipments to India have declined by 40% this year, and Apple's market share in the country has dropped to about 1%. India has 1.3 billion consumers. Research firm eMarketer says less than a quarter of them own smartphones, but that the number of users in India is growing faster than in any other country. Experts say advances in technology like gene sequencing have helped improve the regulatory response to foodborne illnesses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention investigated and advised the public on 24 multi-state outbreaks this year, more than triple the amount in 2017. Technology is also making it easier to pinpoint the source of outbreaks and identify the products and food companies responsible. Still to come, how small moves by the Fed can have a big impact on the economy. As the Federal Reserve looks ahead to the new year, officials are considering whether to slow the pace of short-term interest rate hikes. But one of the lessons learned over the course of slowly raising rates since December of 2015 is that smaller moves have a bigger impact on the economy. Joining me now in our studio with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Louise Ensign. Rachel, let's step back for a moment to previous periods of rate hikes, which have been higher. How do they compare with what we're seeing now?
So what we're seeing now is the Fed has been steadily raising rates for about 3 years. And when you put it in the context of history, the rate hikes aren't very much. You know, it's not as much as they've hiked in the past. But for a variety of reasons, they do seem to be having a pretty big impact on markets, on business, lending, all sorts of things in a way that had not happened in the past.
So what are some of the reasons for that? Why are smaller increases having more of an impact?
Well, I don't know if there's a clear cut and dry answer to that, but I think the important thing to think about is the environment that we've come out of. So basically, you had a long, long period of unprecedented near zero interest rates, and the economy got used to that, and a lot of things happened because interest rates were essentially near zero. Financial products that, you know, were cheaper, mortgages, corporate debt, loans, you know, other financial products were less appealing to people, savings accounts, things like that. And you had the Fed, which also had a huge balance sheet. So all those things created a very specific set of economic conditions. And now that the rates, even though they haven't risen that much, they've risen enough to change the environment.
And as you just mentioned, and as you write in the piece for the Wall Street Journal, the Fed's efforts to shrink its portfolio of mortgage and treasury bonds also comes with a lot of unknowns as well.
Right. Yeah, it's a very unknown situation, and they've just been kind of doing it in a careful way and are keeping an eye to see what happens. And the question now is, what has been happening over the last few months is a ton of market volatility, you know, issues with certain types of lending and, you know, the profitability of it. And obviously, you also have Donald Trump tweeting about rate hikes and claiming that they are hindering economic growth. So you kind of are at a moment now where people are thinking maybe that the Fed could start to change their stance.
And Rachel, as we head into the new year, how does all of this affect consumer borrowing?
So a bank CEO I know once put it to me this way, you know, right back 3 years ago when the Fed was first hiking, and he said, look, the first 25 basis points, the first, that's a quarter of a percentage point, it doesn't really matter very much in terms of profits, in terms of how consumers behave. But you reach a point where the cumulative effect of the hikes is so great that it changes the way consumers borrow and save money. And I think we are starting to reach that point because a bunch of different types of loans, for instance, mortgages is probably the biggest example. They've become significantly more expensive, and that's hitting home prices. It's hitting the housing market. It's deterring people from refinancing. And that is something that affects consumers directly, but also affects banks' profits. And also on deposit accounts, you basically couldn't earn interest of any substantial amount on a savings account for the last decade. And just in the last year, that's really started to change. And one of the effects of the Fed balance sheet unwind is that it's sucking deposits out of the financial system. So that's just intensifying the pressure for deposits. So for consumers, it can be a good thing, meaning your bank is finally willing to pay you something because they have to. They feel they have to keep you around. But for a lot of banks, mid-size, smaller banks, their deposit costs are rising so quickly that it's actually hurting their profits, which was not something that people necessarily thought would happen because rate hikes were really just supposed to help banks.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Louise Ensign joining us in our studio. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.